Call to order Muskogee Creek National Council Agenda Quarterly Session, July 28, 2018. The time is now 10:01. I'd like to ask President Patrick Freeman Sr., please give the invocation.
I've been looking at the great seal of the Muskogee Nation. Gives me a great deal of pleasure to, and the honor to be here to do the invocation. And I want to acknowledge the presence of those who are here today, the Chief Floyd and Second Chief Lewis Hicks, and the administration, council, and all the guests. I want to recognize Drew Edmondson when I was preparing for the ministry, I had to go to seminary after college. And had to study Hebrew and Greek. I signed up for the Greek class. Some guy that didn't know me too well said, "This is a Greek class instead of Creek class." And I preached him a sermon. Today I feel very honored. My roots go deep into Creek history. And I know around this table, and around the mound here in the seating, that there are great many families that have ties that are very dear to them. Many of the people that we know right now that are carrying on the tradition and all of the meaningful parts of families that are represented in the districts, they're looking to this particular time when the administration and the council working together will be a great benefit for everyone. One of the council members lost a loved one during the prayer time that we have now. Let's pray for her family, Thomasine Yehola Osborne. Some months ago, in a tragic thing, we just want to honor her with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask my cousin to lead us in the Creek hymn, and then I'll say the prayer.
Yeah.
pray. Almighty God, we come now to listen to the Spirit that brings us here. We honor all the Micos, the tribal towns. We come representing the Creek Nation. We know that many of the decisions that we make here affect a lot of people. And Lord, as we share together today, we're mindful that there has been a lot of preparation made, a lot of meetings, a lot of sharing together back and forth. And if we can come together now in one accord, one spirit, we know, Lord, that that will be a part of who we are. We're Creek people. We have ties that go far back. But Lord, we know that there's only one family, and that's the family that you make and you create every day. We give thanks for this time. May your Spirit be amongst us. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Roll call, second speaker, David Hill.
Speaker Lucian Tiger.
Present.
Representative Dale Beaver.
Present.
Representative Pete Beaver.
Present.
Representative Patrick Freeman.
Here.
Representative George Deere.
Present.
Representative Johnny Green.
Present.
Representative Randall Hicks.
Present.
Representative Robert Huff.
Present.
Representative James Jennings.
Here.
Representative Adam Jones.
Here.
Representative Thomas Mignola Osborne.
Present.
Representative Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Representative Mark Randall.
Present.
Representative Rufus Scott.
Here.
Representative Travis Scott.
Here.
And David Hill is here. Speaker, you have 16 present, 0 absent.
16 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted be official. At this time, I'd like to ask Ms. Sandra Golden to please come forward. Ms. Golden, please come.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here, actually blessed. I thank God and the council and all of the citizens of Muscogee Creek Nation. We're here to tell you a little bit and take a little bit of your time to tell you about the camps that Creek Nation hosts every year. I think this was our 8th year, and this year we have some outstanding people that volunteered to help us make this a success, and we wanted to share them with you. We people from the schools, especially the coaches, come out, and if it were not for that partnership, we would not be able to do what we do for the children in our communities. We also work with the Indian Community Centers, and they come and they help volunteer and feed our children. And at the end of the day, everybody's one big happy family. We know that when we do this, ultimately, our goal is to help our kids get through the high school. And if they want, go on to college, and maybe they'll become famous, you know, like one of the Blairs. We have several different coaches I want to introduce, because we've got some people that we want to come down. Coach Lott, he's like one of the hidden figures in our camps. He's been there at, I think, at almost all of them. And he's a high school All-American, two-time Hall of Famer quarterback from OU. But I'll let him tell you a little bit. I'll get the other people to come down.
My name is Thomas Lott. I was fortunate enough to play for the University of Oklahoma. Coach Switzer was coaching. What I'd like to do is thank you all for having the faith in me, myself, to be able to influence your most prized possession, which is your kids, and have an opportunity to hopefully put them on the right road to being the kind of young men and young ladies that you are trying so hard to raise. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And this platform of us being able to have this camp gives us an opportunity to talk to the kids and to let them know a little bit about us so that someday they'll have that drive to accomplish the same things we did. So thank you for having me and having the faith in me to be able to do that. Thank you.
We had our camps at Eufaula, at Morris, and at Bristow this year. Eufaula had a little bit over 90, about 97 children. Bristow had a little, about 94. Morris had, for their first time, because we did Eufaula and Bristow last year. This year, Morris was our first, it was their first time. So we'd like to recognize the coach. Actually, he's not a coach, Baumgartner, Kenny Baumgartner. Did he make it? Yeah, he's not a coach there. The coach had left to go on a personal trip. So he was showed up and he was there all day and he invested in our kids. And we just wanted to give him an appreciation, recognition that for what he did. The coach from Morris, Coach Daniels, is he here? Yeah, there he is, Coach Daniels. From Morris. He literally flew in from Florida Thursday night, and Friday morning he was there. He was there all day, taking trash, doing everything, and he stayed until the very end. We also had the Morris Indian community. Holly, where's your group? Yeah. For the most volunteer. Volunteers of that community. We had 13, 14 volunteers that stayed, cleaned up the campus, did everything, and they were there all day long. And they fed the kids out, you know. We also have Coach Jones from Bristow. Coach Jones. Coach Jones worked with us last year. He had his coaches. He went out and got donations for extra water that we needed. We needed pop-up tents. He went and got those. And like I said, had it not been for those communities and those people in those, at those schools, we would not have been successful as we were. And I thank you so much for your investment in our children. One more, I forgot. He is the best of the best. How could I forget him? He started out in Eufaula, and he had a little shirt and checked in, and he wasn't sure if he wanted to go. Pretty soon he said, I want to go out there. Somebody go with me. And I said, you got a shirt on? Get out there. He goes, well, I want somebody to get, you know, what do I do? So I called one of the coaches. I said, take this guy out there. He's ready to play. He went all day. He's 5 years old. Went out there, did the whole day. Then the next day at Morris, he was there. Next day at Bristow, he was there. He really did it. So I want to introduce the best of the best, of these three camps, and that is Cecilia Lamont. Cecilia.
Introduce our next guest. I just want to apologize that our microphones are not working. IT did all they could to get them working. They were working yesterday. This morning they're not working, so I apologize. So will council please speak loud when we're discussing this morning. But at this time I'd like to ask Mr. George Alexander to please come forward. He has a report to give on his Master of Fine Arts program.
So about a year ago, I came to you guys requesting some funds to help me with my master's program. And so I'm back for summer break, and I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a report of what I've been doing over there with your guys' money. So when I got there, it was a big culture shock. Huge, huge. Oh, by the way, I went to Florence, Italy to go to school at the Studio Art College International. For my master's program, and I'm getting my master's in visual art. So when I got to Italy, my taxi driver dropped me off at the wrong address. And when you're in a different country, you don't know those roads at all. So, you know, I got settled in and went to school, and over there, believe it or not, they still think that most of us live in teepees, and we still ride horses. But first of all, our people never really lived in teepees, so I gave them a bit of a history lesson. So I got to introduce them to Native art, what Native art really is, because a lot of people, they don't really, they think that this guy named Jimmy Durham, and if you guys don't know who Jimmy Durham is, look him up. They think this dude is what Native art is, and he is not. You know, I got to teach them about people like Jerome Tiger and Dana Tiger. I also got to teach them about T.C. Cannon, Fritz Scholder, and all these people that I got to know out at the Institute of American Indian Arts. It was quite a blessing, actually, because I met a lot of really good people and a lot of great friends. It was quite the experience. Another part of this was I had to do six paintings for the Creek Nation Hospital in Okemo. And I want to apologize to the hospital for making them a little delayed right now. I had a little problem with the shipping. But the six pieces, while I was over there, I had this funny feeling. I don't know if it was a vision or a dream or what, but I knew this is something I had to do for the hospital. And what the pieces are about are sort of about our traditional ways of stom dancing and going to church. And there's two pieces that I titled Evil Fungus Dream and Waking Up Pisognomacy. And Ebo Fungus Dream is a stom dancer that's moving around and very abstract and looks really cool. And Waking Up Pisognomacy is a guy singing a Creek song. And in the middle of the two are a painting of a constellation in the sky of some stars. And the idea is that it doesn't matter what we believe or how we believe it, we're all Creek at the end of the day, and we're all going to see each other on the other side. So it just sprung on me at that time, and they're really cool. But yeah, I just wanted to come over here and say thank you to the tribe, because without you guys, I don't think that I would have been able to make this journey over there. And I've grown a lot as a human being, but also as a Creek citizen. And one day, I hope that I can pay back everything that the tribe has done for me. You know, when I was 7 years old, my dad had his first heart attack, and it was the tribe that helped him with the medical bills. And you know, when I was 12, they helped him get a new house out there in Mason. And so I'm a very proud citizen to be part of this tribe. And you know, I don't know what else to say, guys. Like, without you guys, some of these dreams that these people have, they wouldn't be able to be made. And I don't ever want to take that for granted. So I come to you guys to say Mado, and you know, I hope that I can do you guys proud. After I get my master's, if there's anything that I can do for you guys, I'll do it tenfold. Because, like I said, without you guys, I wouldn't be here right now. So I say thank you. Yeah, I guess that's about it.
Next item on the agenda with the quarterly report, Principal Chief James R. Floyd.
Good morning, everyone, and Speaker, thank you, and it's a pleasure, as always, to be in front of the National Council and the audience to present the quarterly report. The quarterly report was distributed earlier this week to members of the council and also to the executive staff. It is available online as well, and so you can view that anytime you'd like. The problem I have in presenting the report is there's 36 pages in here, and I could read all of it, but it's the hardest part is condensing it down to just some succinct points that I think are most significant. But before I do present the report today, I want to recognize the royalty here this morning, Nina Fox, Miss Muskogee Creek Nation. It's been a pleasure to be with her at, both coasts. We were on the East Coast and West Coast. And just report that she's done a very good job of being an ambassador for the nation and representing our people. So glad to have you here this morning. I'd like to touch on a couple points this morning and report the progress we've made in strictly in terms of finance, healthcare, and education. In terms of the financial status of the nation, it continues to improve. And in the third quarter, the permanent fund, which is very important to all of us, had a total of $372,733,382. That's an increase of $3.6 million from the end of the second quarter. So we've seen continued steady growth there. Very proud of that. Gaming revenue is up 11% from the previous year. And the total this year is $30,940,901. And our collections from taxes this year, year-to-date received is $6,888,355. So we continue to see positive increases. The Department of Health has had a number of initiatives going on and strategic goals that they've been working on, and I'm pleased to report that they've seen positive results in a number of areas, and I'll highlight a few for you. They did receive accreditation for ambulatory health care facilities, which are outpatient clinics. That's for 3 years. The Creek Nation Community Hospital received accreditation for a one-year basis, which is the case through the group that we use. In terms of access of care, during this past quarter, they saw 31,472 patients. And number of inpatient days increased as well from 1,516 from the second quarter to 2,667 for the third quarter. And and also the number of days they were in the hospital increased. As you know, we've opened the new medical center at Okemah, Creek Nation Community Hospital, opened in May, and then our, of course, we have the Okmulgee Memorial Hospital, and then the rehab center as well, so all are counted in the inpatient census, and it's pleased to see that all of those are improving in their access to care. We also, Eufaula Indian Clinic has been completed. Second Chief and I were there yesterday and toured it. We've received our certificate of occupancy. And for your information, next Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., we'll have the dedication and ribbon cutting for the Eufaula Indian Health Center, the joint venture between the nation and the Indian Health Service. You're all invited to attend. They'll start seeing patients there next Wednesday. So we're very pleased to see that progress as well. In addition, the health department has established a task force to address the opioid epidemic within the Muscogee Nation and within our communities. We've read much about it. As you may be aware, we also have litigation against companies who distribute that and manufacture it. The damage is staggering in terms of its impact upon our people. And so I'm very pleased to see that our health department is looking at that and the possibilities of how we can stem that tide, have preventive measures in place, and to look for grant funding so that we can study how we can stop our people from being addicted to opioids. And finally, on the healthcare, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. One is that we were able to retain all of our physicians, and so 100% retention rate during this past quarter, and we continue to recruit in all of our facilities. And in terms of collections for the healthcare system, third-party collections this quarter were $13,983,807. So it's totaled $39,900,000 for this fiscal year to date. So we're very pleased to see that increase. It's, I believe, a little bit over 11%, and it's the staff working with each one of you who use our system and identifying resources in which you may have private insurance or getting you on Medicaid or using your Medicare that helps sustain our system. So I want to appreciate you and cooperating with us. So the health care report of this term is, I think, very positive. I'd also like to highlight our Department of Education, Employment, and Training. I think they've made some great success in strides this past quarter. One of the things that they're working on that you got to see a little bit of during the festival when we hosted the first program of students that we funded with scholarships, the education forum presented here in the Mound, where we brought six or seven students either in their master's or doctoral programs to make presentations to us as citizens. And if you didn't get a chance to attend, it was very enlightening. It's amazing what our students are working in and the fields of study in business and medicine and social services. And they're all very pleased that we're supporting them. And we look forward to them completing their degrees and come back to the nation. And so in that regard, one of the things that the Department of Education is doing is working to identify and contact alumni who utilize higher education services. And they're working, so if they haven't contacted you and you've been a scholarship recipient, they probably will do that because we feel that that's valued back to us. And I think that Mr. Anderson would probably agree that they want to give back to the nation. And so if we can assist them in being tied to us in the future, I think we have a very bright future with some very smart people. So I'm very proud of that accomplishment as well. Employment and Training assisted 1,075 clients this past quarter. And at the Eufaula Dormitory, I'm pleased to report that the spring semester, again, we had 100% of our students passing every class the last 9 weeks of school. And I think we had 100% of our seniors graduate again this year. So, you know, continued success in that area as well. And also in higher education, there's a program that we started in terms of financial literacy, and that's very important that we teach that to our students. And so the it's Tokunawa Uchita, and it's to take care of money. And so they have budget worksheets to help guide them through their education, secondary education, so that in addition to just going through class, it also teaches them money management. It's similar to what we use with our youth in the summer youth program. And we feel that in addition to going to school, it's very important that they learn how to spend their money and to avoid the pitfalls of credit cards and other things that bombard them and face them as they go through school. So I'm very pleased to see that in place as well. And then I want to, I believe that we have some of these students in attendance today, but we had eight college work experience students this past summer. And so I think speaker, I'll announce their names, because what they did, the college students, they came to work here this summer for the experience of working for the nation. Aaron Soap, if he's here, Aaron, would you stand and just, if you guys could remain standing, we'll recognize all of you as a group. Psychology major with Southeastern Oklahoma State University. Anthony Andrews Jr., Management Information Systems at East Central University. Christina Bray, Cellular Molecular Biology at Northeastern State University. Destiny Dunn, Associates in Liberal Arts from Haskell Indian Nations University. Parrish Bean, Bachelor's of Science, Speech Language Pathology from Northeastern State University as well. So let's recognize them if you would at this time. And then those not in attendance but need to be recognized as well as Brian Leader, He's pursuing his bachelor's in science education at Northeastern State University. Haley Tompkins, Bachelor of Arts in English Education from Northeastern State University, and Stephanie Crawford, Biology at East Central State University with a concentration on pre-medicine. So these are our future, and so I wanted to, it's my pleasure to recognize you and thank you for your service here this summer. Hello. I'd also like to report on some accomplishments, particularly in the Department of the Interior. As you know, that we work to protect our culture and protect our sacred sites, our historic sites, and these are significant things that we deal with in at least 12 different states in the Southeast United States. This past quarter, they had 10 face-to-face consultations. What they call Section 106 project reviews are where there is some type of construction or renovation activity on historic lands of a nation. That number just continues to rise. I think last quarter we had over 700. This quarter we had 1,083 projects that they reviewed. We had two reburials. They did 6 archaeological surveys. They did cleanup in 13 cemeteries, and the cemetery recording project they completed with one of the cemeteries. And you know, I think that's very important that we always not lose sight of our past and the importance that it brings to us in the present and in the future. I also want to recognize a group, I doubt that many of them are here, if any, but as you know, right after the festival, we had the big windstorm here in Okmulgee on that Sunday morning. We had the Arbor Care Services, risk management folks, emergency management, step in. James Nichols is here, and so he knows. We were speaking at 5 o'clock that morning, and they ran for several days without stopping. And so I think if I give the Hero Award for the quarter, it's for that group, James, you, and the Arbor Care Services. They did 35 emergency debris cleanup events during that time, 296 work orders, 119 were 100% complete. So I just want to recognize them because they were out working. It was probably about 100 degrees and almost 100% humidity. So I just personally want to say thank you to all of you who helped out. A couple of final matters. Realty Trust Services recorded Fountainhead Project based in the trust status on April 30th, and then Eufaula low rent property was also placed into trust. And we've had a very busy quarter in a lot of ways. And I'll end with talking about two of the independents, the Citizenship Board. Two things I want to highlight there. One is that the implementation of the enhanced tribal card is just about ready to go live. I think the speaker and I will be there in a couple of weeks. And so that's an important achievement they've been working on for a couple of years, and you'll see the rollout of that. I think you'll be very pleased with that enhanced tribal card. And at the end of the third quarter, they recorded our tribal enrollment at 85,503. And the election board recorded a total of 16,878 people for that are registered voters, and they continue to have registered voter drives. Finally, I'd like to just single out a group, as I do, I think, probably about every quarter. But this past quarter, we had the National Unity Conference in San Diego. The council have been very gracious in supporting unity. It was their largest convention ever in San Diego, I think over 2,400 people. What's important, I think, to us as a tribe is that they have a group that they recognize, 25 people with significant achievements who are under age 25. Of that 25, 4 were Muscogee Creek members, and we were able to get one of our members also re-elected to the Executive Council of Unity. And that's a very big thing because they deal with national issues, And we look forward to them being here and reporting back. And Nancy, I want to thank you for your leadership with the group. You know, it's, as you know, you're working with people from, what, 12 to about 24. They can go about every direction, but you kept them all together. They represented the nation well, and I think were models to other nations across the country. And in a group of 2,400, it's hard sometimes for people to stand out, but our group definitely were, I think, very respectful and presented the nation in a very positive way. And so as a result, we did have a plaque, and we'll present that to you, Mr. Speaker. And we can hang that up in the office next to the evidence we've got. But that concludes my report for this quarter. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you have. And again, refer you to the printed copies that you received. And any questions at this time? Well, again, it's always a pleasure because it's good stuff in here. So thank you. Bye-bye.
Next item on the agenda will be approval of minutes. Emergency session, June 20th, 2018. Extraordinary session, June 26th, 2018. Planning session, June 26th, 2018. Regular pre-agenda session, June 30th, 2018.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rufus Scott.
I'd like to make a motion to approve all minutes with any necessary changes.
Representative Rufus Scott's made a motion to approve the minutes with any necessary changes. Seconded by Representative Huff. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Thomasina Hola Osborne.
Yes.
Daryl Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. Next item on the agenda will be order of business. NCR 18-007, a resolution of the Muscogee Creek National Council selecting M. Scott McCoy to the board of directors of One Fire Holding Company, LLC. Sponsors Travis Scott.
Which motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt for Representative Travis Scott. Seconded by Representative Hicks. Discussion. Discussion. Representative Travis Scott.
Thank you, Speaker. Just to clarify one of the questions that was asked earlier. I'd just like to emphasize that, you know, we had a former chief council member that served with us for many years in a capacity that he was a travel administrator at another entity. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Travis Scott. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
James Jennings.
No.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Thomasina Hola Osborne.
Yes.
Daryl Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Speaker, you have 14 in favor, 1 against.
14 in favor, 1 against. That motion is adopted. Mr. McCoy, would you please stand and be recognized? Thank you very much. TR 18-074, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorized the principal chief to execute an oil and gas lease on tribal property located in Okwesky County. Sponsors Dale Beaver.
Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Representative Dale Beaver made a motion to postpone indefinitely, seconded by Representative Jennings. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Thomasina Hola Osborne.
Yes.
Daryl Proctor.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
Speaker, at 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. TR 18-074 is postponed indefinitely. TR 18-086. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing Principal Chief to submit a comprehensive opioid abuse program grant application to the Bureau of Justice Assistance, BJA, sponsor Johnny Green.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Green, seconded by Representative Randolph. Discussion. Discussion. Voice vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. That motion is adopted. TR 18-087, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the construction of a new maintenance facility for the nation's transit vehicles and federal roads equipment. Sponsors Patrick Freeman Jr.
Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Freeman, seconded by Representative Hill. Discussion. Discussion. Voice vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. That motion is adopted. TR 18-088, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving the Tribal Housing and Urban Development Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing HUDVASH renewal for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Housing. Sponsors Thomas and Yehola Osborne.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Yehola Osborne, seconded by Representative Rufus Scott. Discussion. Discussion. Voice vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. That motion is adopted. TR 18-089, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving the sale of beer and liquor at Muscogee Creek Nation gaming facilities. Sponsors Robert Huff.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Huff, seconded by Representative Hicks. Discussion. Discussion. Voice vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. That motion is adopted. NCA 18-088, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the American Legion Post 1. Sponsors Lucian Tiger III.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Jennings. Seconded by Representative Huff. Discussion. Representative Randolph.
Speaker, I'd like to point out that we have a Veterans Department. We also have a grant program through housing. And we have a grant program through reintegration that helped 106 Native American homeless veterans 2 years with employment, housing, education, and training. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Randolph. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasine Yehola Osborne?
No.
Daryl Parker?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Rufus Scott?
No.
Travis Scott?
No.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
No.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
No.
Robert Huff?
No.
Speaker, I have 8 in favor, 7 against.
8 in favor, 7 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 18-103, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded by the Nike N7 and Charities Aid Foundation America, Inc. to the Muscogee Youth Services Program. Sponsors Johnny Green.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Green, seconded by Representative Randolph. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Robert Huff.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Thomasine Yehola Osborne.
Yes.
Daryl Parker.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 18-104, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Maugee County Community Garden. Sponsors Randall Hicks.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Hicks, seconded by Representative Jones. Discussion. Representative Hicks.
Thanks, Speaker. I'd just like to clarify kind of what this is for. It is for the old Maugee County Community Garden, but what they also do is they go out and they educate our children in our schools on the functions or how to actually start a garden. I had some questions asked, what's it about? And that's what it is they're actually just going out and educating our children in the schools, and if they're willing to go out to other schools if they are interested. And also the garden is located over there by our hospital, and my understanding is the vegetables and the stuff that are there is actually free to other to people. I mean, what's out there, the, am I correct, Bob?
Well, for those that grow in those plots, when we donate the additional production to various areas, we also work quite closely with your programs, with about type of programs, you know, particularly with Veggie Fest, where we go to all the schools. There are large new populations in this area, so it's a program about education.
Thank you. I just wanted to share that because I said there were some questions about they just seen the name and didn't understand. So.
Thank you, Representative Hicks. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
No.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasine Yohola Osborne?
No.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Rufus Scott?
No.
Travis Scott?
No.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Creamer?
No.
Joyce Deere?
No.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 8 in favor, 7 against.
8 in favor, 7 against. That motion is adopted. Representative Hicks?
Thank you, sir. We do have Bob present from the board.
Bob, would you please stand and be recognized? NCA 18-105, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Barracks Foundation. Sponsor is Joyce Deere.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Deere, seconded by Representative Pete Beaver. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
No.
David Hill?
No.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasine Yohola Osborne?
No.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
No.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Creamer?
No.
Speaker, you have 9 in favor, 6 against.
9 in favor, 6 against. That motion is adopted. Representative Deere, is there anyone here from the Barracks Foundation? I thank you. NCA 18-108, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to sponsor the 4th annual. My apologies, I wrote that on the wrong one. NCA 18-107, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation for the purchase of an SUV and 8 15-passenger vans for chartered communities of the Muscogee Creek Nation. Sponsor is David Hill.
Speaker, motion to pass.
Motion to adopt by Representative Hill. Seconded by Representative Freeman. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasine Yohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 18-108, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to sponsor the 4th annual Tulsa Charity Flight Night. Sponsors Lucian Tiger III.
Take a motion to postpone for a month.
Representative Huff made a motion to postpone until next month's meeting.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hill. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasine Yohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. NCA 18-108 is postponed until next month's meeting. NCA 18-109, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation for the purchase of a transit passenger van to Trenton Indian Baptist Church. Sponsors David Hill.
Speaker, motion to pass.
Motion to adopt by Representative Hill.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Randolph. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please. This will require a two-thirds vote.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomas Niohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Parker?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 18-110. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing expenditure of grant funds for the benefit of the Muscogee Creek Solar Energy Feasibility Study in compliance with United States Department of the Interior, Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development. Sponsors Patrick Freeman.
Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Freeman. Second by Representative Hill. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomas Niohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Parker?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Speaker, 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 18-111. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation reprogramming the 2016 Indian Housing Plan as approved by NCA 15-100. Sponsors Thomas and Yehola Osborne.
Speaker, motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Yehola Osborne. Seconded by Representative Rufus Scott. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Thomas Niohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Parker?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. NCA 18-112. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Drew Edmondson, a political candidate. Sponsors Pete Beaver.
Motion to adopt
by Representative Pete Beaver. Seconded by Representative Joyce Deer. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomas Niohola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 15 in favor, 0 against.
15 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. Mr. Edmondson, would you please stand to be recognized? Mr. Edmondson? Yes, sir. You have to please speak loud because I apologize, our audio is out.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will tell you that I am honored to be here and humbled by your expression of support. And thank you, Representative Beaver, for offering the resolution. Thank you, Chief Croy, for allowing me to be here before the council today. I deeply appreciate your support. I am looking forward to working with you on a government-to-government relationship, and I will repeat the commitment that I have made and will honor, and that is there will be a cabinet position in the Edmondson administration to deal with Indian affairs, and it will be occupied by a Native American, and I look forward to working with that cabinet officer and with you, Mr. Edmondson. Manner in which you went through this agenda. I thought I would be here at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You've gone through rapidly, and I appreciate that. And I do want to note that I have been to casinos in Las Vegas and Atlantic City and in the state of Oklahoma, and the huge distinction between casinos in those other places and the casinos here. The others are there to make money for the people who own them. The casinos operated by the Indian nations in the state of Oklahoma are there to provide for necessary services to the people of those tribes and nations. They build hospitals, they provide education, they provide housing, and that's the difference, and that's why I strongly support Indian Games and look forward to working with you in order to make you and the state of Oklahoma more prosperous in the future. Thank you for having me here today.
Mr. Edmondson. Mr. Edmondson, Representative Randolph asked you a question this morning about sovereignty. Could you please repeat what you stated this morning in our meeting?
Thank you. What I said this morning and what I believe is that sovereignty is not a concept. It is a legal fact. It is rooted in the Constitution of the United States, which makes not only the Constitution, but all treaties entered into by the federal government, the law of the land. So this is not an abstract concept with me. It is an absolute. I have been honored to attend sovereignty symposiums that have been put on in the state of Oklahoma. I have participated. I have moderated panels. I have served on panels. I believe in it because it is a reality. And I intend to deal at all times with Native Americans, with the Indian tribes and nations on a government-to-government relationship, recognizing that we are equal sovereigns trying to reach mutual understanding for mutual progress.
Thank you, Mr. Edmondson. NCA 18-113, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to the Shakota Indian community. Sponsors Adam Jones III.
Motion to pass.
Motion to adopt by Representative Jones.
Second.
Second by Representative Proctor. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasina Hola Osborne?
No.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
No.
Johnny Green?
No.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Speaker, I have 12 in favor, 3 against.
12 in favor, 3 against. That motion is adopted. Ms. Burkhalter, would you please stand? Thank you very much for being here. NCA 18-121, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA 13-200, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving and authorizing the Principal Chief to execute and file the Articles of Organization with the Office of the Secretary of the Nation to form One Fire Holding Company, LLC, under the Muscogee Creek Nation Limited Liability Company Act and approving the operating agreement for One Fire Holding Company, LLC, as amended by NCA 14-080 and NCA 14-178. Sponsors Robert Huff.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Huff, seconded by Representative Jones. Discussion. Discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Thomasina Hola Osborne?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Abstain.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Speaker, I have 14 in favor, 0 against, 1 to abstain.
14 in favor, 0 against, 1 to abstain. That motion is adopted. The next item on the agenda will be other business. Do you have any other business? Hearing none, next item on the agenda will be announcements. Any announcements from council? Representative Hicks?
Yeah, the town that you call is having their whole hog weekend, and Falls Casino is grilling, not grilling, smoking some hog meat today, and I think they're giving the free samples out around 5 o'clock. They ask us to invite everybody out to stop by and get free samples.
Thank you, Representative Hicks. Any other announcements from council? Hearing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Somebody.
Representative Huff made a motion to adjourn, seconded by Representative Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. I'd like to ask Representative Griffin Scott to please give the benediction.
Father God, again, we thank you for your love and mercy. Lord, we set your hand of safety as we travel home, and Lord, your hand of health and protection over the citizens of our nation, and Lord, for the leaders of our nation, Lord. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Meeting adjourned at 11:08.